Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Even years after Donald Sterling's interview and that song's creation, there are times that we play that and Rico will look at me and still bust out laughing. Because it can't be real, but it is. That was an actual real interview.
And David, you never got past the whole
NC State's football helmets. Please, you never saw conflate them.
You never saw that miniseries either, right?
Oh yes, I did on Hulu. Yeah, or FX.
Ed O'Neill was great as Sterling. Like the other ones were miscast.
I just couldn't get past Fishburne.
Ed O'Neill though was like he
did a great job.
Like, he's gonna get an Emmy for this one.
So let me offer you something. David played that because Donald Sterling was a villain. I mean, he was a villainous character in the world of sports, and it cost him his team and it, you know, great shame, etc. Why is that relevant on June 11th at 3 p.m? Because something, Rico had a bit of an awakening Monday because he was all high and mighty because he once again bet on Sovereignty, who won the Kentucky Derby and won the Belmont. And it is, he's a fabulous horse. But I said, you know, Rico, you do realize when you bet on that horse who you're rooting for, right? And he goes, no. Probably some guy who looks like Colonel Sanders. I said, well, that's not how the sport works. Those are the old days. I had kind of given Rico some religion. I sent him a few articles. I get very upset when the person who owns that horse has success because I think that person is one of the biggest villains in all of sports. And it kind of gave us a topic. And yeah. I sent Rico a long form. I mean, Kenny, you look interested, but I know there's too many words in the article for you to read. So it's not. Kenny, you're not reading a 4,000-word article. I know you. You didn't read 4,000 words your junior year in college. So just no. My point is, I sent Rico the piece on Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum. And you go, who? Oh, that's a mouthful. He's the leader of Dubai. He's also the guy who owns Godolphin Racing, who is one of the heaviest hitters globally in horse racing. He is also someone who multiple times on American television, Mike Tirico has had to do a PSA of, also there's a ruling in Britain, may have kidnapped his own daughter.
Right.
Zers, daughters.
Okay. But before you finish, this is what I thought. When you told me...
You thought it was Wedding Crashers with the airline miles.
No, yeah, right. I thought it was just a couple arguing over who gets custody of their four-year-old. No. So, you know what? I really want... I think I'm a better father than you are a mother.
No.
So it wasn't really kidnapping. It's just I'm keeping the daughter away from the mother. I'm thinking, okay, it's a little kid. I get it. Kid's probably off playing with the ponies and thinks life is great. No, Mike sends me this article and it started off, I'm looking at it in the kitchen and then I had to pull up a chair
it's
and
a
then
lot.
I had to turn off the TV and then I'm sitting there like, oh dear God, what have I done?
Yeah. Well, and again,
David, there's going to be a donation to Greater Life. I got to clean the money. I have to, because this man,
he shouldn't be allowed to run his horses here. The point I'm making is he's kidnapped two daughters 20 years apart. One hasn't been seen since her abduction 20 years ago. And I'm not going to spread what the word on the street is, but I think it's true. The other daughter tried to escape, recorded a video saying how badly she wanted to escape, was intercepted as she was trying to escape on a yacht. She wanted to come to America. She has not been seen since.
When you have to hug the person that you're escaping with because you never think you're going to see that person again, that got me right there. I was just like, oh my goodness. Yeah. They heard the choppers. It was a chopper flying by. They heard footsteps running down the stairs, and they looked at each other, David, and gave each other a hug as if we're never going to see each other again.
Well, and here's the thing, and I'll land the plane. That way we can get to the topic. Like, the one daughter, Latifa, well, she's been photographed since, but no one can talk to her. But her representatives swear, oh, no, she can go wherever she wants. Really? Look, the bottom line is, I think this guy's one of the biggest villains in sports. I kind of think kidnapping your own daughters is frowned upon. But it brought up a topic. I said, okay, look, horse racing is not in the mainstream. It's niche. If this guy is not the biggest villain in sports, who is? And that started a real conversation in the bullpen area with us and Evan. And look, I'm not saying that a villain has to have human rights violations. This can be someone you simply don't like. It could be someone you don't like the way that they play. It could be someone you don't like something they've said. Or it could go all the way to the Donald Sterling, Sheikh Maktoum realm. I leave that to you guys. But seeing Rico's face after I sent him what I sent him, it totally changed how happy he was about winning his bet on the Belmont Stakes, which was hilarious to me. You don't need to feel bad.
I do.
No, because you're not the head of the New York State Racing Association or the Kentucky Horsemen.
How is he allowed to do anything?
Well, the whole part about being the ruler of Dubai, there's a lot of money in
here.
That. Like I said, there's a lot of money in that. Listen, that's my villain, but I don't expect it to be yours or Kenny's or David's or you guys working your ass off on a Wednesday. But all I want to do is a game of top this. There's my villain. The guy who runs one of the most successful stables on the globe, runs his horses globally, a British high court has absolutely found him to be responsible for the abduction of his daughters and outright disappearing them. So, yeah, that's my villain, okay? Who's yours? So
you come right out the gate with the love child. Like, this is like the Michael Jordan, Shohei Ohtani, Magic Johnson type of Tom Brady. Like, who's going to top this man? We'll try.
You can. And that's why I said you don't have to have, like, this isn't a nightclub where it's like, oh, you don't have human rights violations? Can't let you in. No, it could be you don't like someone's face.
Gotcha.
Like, I just... Who is your biggest villain in sports? 248-539-9797. Yes, Ken.
I was going to say Brad Marchand because he licks people, but no human rights violations. So maybe I'm out
of here. Marchand is a perfect selection.
Let's set him aside. Let's set the Sheikh
aside. Put
that aside,
one over there.
Okay? Yeah. No, he wins. Okay?
Right.
You win
King
the award.
Villain, congratulations. Here's your title.
We don't need to wait 4 years. You go straight to the Hall of Fame of despicable people. You're there.
Right. I was between two. I was between Marchand because of the way he plays, the way he acts on the ice, and all of his antics. But I was also thinking about Roger Goodell. And the reason why I thought about Roger Goodell is because he actually does it too good. Everybody boos him. He takes all the arrows for GMs. He's the perfect villain. And you know what? I'm not even mad at him anymore. I don't really care. He does it. That's his job description, is to be that villain. And he does it well. So I'm between that or Brad Marchand, but I'll take Marchand
because I was going to go with Goodell.
All right.
So because Goodell is the ultimate in the fact that I'm going to lay down a penalty. You can appeal it if you want. Great. Who do I get to talk to? Hold on. Spins chair around. It's me. You get to appeal it to me. You just suspended me. I know. But that's the rules. So deal with it or you could cry. And I'm still going to give you with the same penalty. He runs the NFL with an iron fist, and he just pushes the agenda. It's never enough with him. And I think that that's going to be the downfall. We've talked about it, where now you got games where it's a game every day of the week during the holiday. It's Christmas. It's the day after Thanksgiving. It's all of this different stuff that really nobody asked for. And oh, by the way, let me sprinkle in some more international games. I'm going to go with Goodell.
Mr. Hatchet, man, your biggest villain in sports.
Not because he's my quarterback, but because he's just Aaron Rodgers. I mean, for the last few years, I just sit there thinking that he's going to say something in an interview, waiting for him to say something in an interview, and he just says nothing. He beats around the bush, I'm immunized, all this other stuff, and it's like, dude,
David,
come on.
Rodgers is a good one, guys.
I can agree with you, David, because the fact that we have to parse through his words, he's got a wedding ring on, but does that mean you're married? Like, most people, right, you'll be like, hey, Kenny, you got a wedding. Hey, congratulations. With him, it's, well, okay, the follow-up question, are you actually married? Then did you consummate? Like, you have to go down so many steps because he just won't give you the truth. I like that one, David.
248-539-9797. And again, it can just be somebody who beats your team. It could be somebody you don't like their face. It could be someone. You do not have to be a criminal. You do not have to be a bad human. You do not have to have made one of your daughters disappear in the year 2000. That is not the bar. But it was just funny because I said to Rico, I go, you do realize who owns that horse, right?
But yeah, once again, I thought this was just a bad custody battle between two parents. I was like,
you keep the airline miles.
Right.
No.
You shut your mouth when I'm talking to you.
Go comatose.
There you go.
All right. So who's the biggest villain? And it can be much more lighthearted.
Yeah, everything will be much more.
I know. 248-539-9797. Let's have a little fun. But, I mean, nothing's going to top mine. And if you want, I can make a selection in mainstream sports if you like. I can. The Aaron Rodgers thing is not a terrible one, David. By the way, congrats to you. It's got to feel great.
No, it doesn't.
Have number 8 behind center. Hey, how about that wedding ring? That was a nice touch.
He just wants more attention. Shows up for the first time. Look, guys, look what I have on.
But like, is he married? That's the question.
Like, every photo of him at practice has the ring in it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femenino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, David, some of the ticket text. Just, it was an off-air conversation a few days ago. We wanted to do a segment on it because everyone has a villain in sports, right? They've got just someone that rises above it all. I obviously am not asking you to top my selection. And I get it. If you're saying, Mike, someone in horse racing can't be, I noted. I just, it was funny dropping that truth bomb on Rico and seeing his face when he read the literature.
Yeah.
Or as the Brits like to say, the literature.
So we're going mainstream sports then? So
you can.
The Oscar, was it Pistorius, the Blade Runner?
I'm pretty sure shooting your girlfriend is probably makes you a villain.
And the story behind it is he went to court and I'm like, really? Your lawyer actually allowed you to say this was the reason why you did that?
Okay. David, the ticket tax.
The Kachuk brothers have to be up there. Kenny's agreeing.
Hold on, why? Slide the mic over to Kenny. Now, why? What's your issue?
They play like rats, and that's fine. They're talented rats. No, and by
By the way, you would sacrifice a nut to have them wear the winged wheel.
Absolutely.
Then are they villains? A villain is someone you would never accept on your team.
See, I disagree with that, too, because I consider Brad Marchand the ultimate rat, and if the Wings picked him up tomorrow, I'd be thrilled.
No, you would not.
Yes, I absolutely would be thrilled. I would love that guy. God, now he's my favorite player. I might buy a jersey.
That's gross.
It's very gross.
Okay,
He's also a villain.
All right, David.
Someone's topping your Goodell and saying Gary Bettman over.
Okay, Goodell. Slide the mic back over to Kenny. Joe. This is back-to-back hockey. Yep. Kenny, now listen. I find Bettman's existence annoying. I don't particularly like him. He also has that smarmy, like, Coach K voice. Well, the NHL. Well, give me Gary Bettman's three greatest sins from a hockey elite.
The last lockout, the lockout before that.
Okay.
And the fact that he runs the player, Department of Player Safety like a joke.
Explain, elaborate for the non-hockey elite.
So imagine seeing a penalty called that, you know, all right, that guy gets fined $5,000. And that one doesn't get called. And then that one causes the guy to get suspended. Like, there's no consistency, and it's making the playoffs hard to watch for the average fan.
And it has nothing to do with his hairpiece.
And the hairpiece doesn't help.
Okay. It's a hairpiece? I'm kidding.
Oh, I'm like, are you being serious?
Yeah, he sucks. I hate him.
He looks like Maury from Goodfellas. Peace is awful. All right, David.
I still hate LeBron. Retire already. No one likes Bronny. Bronny sucks. Signed Pistons fan.
Yeah, but
he's upset with the 25 straight points.
But hold on, Rico. So you're vilifying LeBron because he's still one of the best players in the game at age 40?
Okay, see, I would accept if you wanted to vilify LeBron for everything off the court. Okay, because for some people, it's the whole shut up and play basketball. So if you want to go to that route, I can understand he gets under your skin. But because he's still producing at 40, I wouldn't. Now, drafting his kid, that's a totally different thing. But he's still getting it done. And for every Pistons fan who's upset, if all of a sudden he said tomorrow, you know, I think I want to be a Piston, we'd be doing no show.
I'd accept LeBron a hell of a lot more than Marchand. Are you kidding me?
Over KD?
Yes.
100%. And that's what I'm saying. So for everybody like, oh, well, LeBron, hey, I heard rumor he wants to be a Piston. I love LeBron. All right. You can bring your kid with you.
It's Taco Tuesday. All right. David.
Angel Reese is my biggest villain.
Oh.
He runs her mouth constantly and then plays the victim.
All right, but hold on.
You know, ladies and gentlemen.
Now you stumbled on something.
Mike Mullaney.
No, hold on. I'm going to get to these phone calls, and I appreciate all of your guys' patience. But see, David stepped in it now. Because
hold on, let me get my popcorn.
No,
this is going to be good.
But Rico, you know what irks me. Angel Reese has gotten into this category of, oh, you can't say that. And I go, why? Angel Reese is a delusional moron. Okay? Just like Aaron Rodgers is a delusional moron. Skin color does not dictate. Gender does not dictate. If you're a moron, you're a moron. Angel Reese says things that are objectively delusional and or stupid. And she still has this thing about being aggrieved that she's not Caitlin Clark. Angel, when they coin a stat after you because you're so bad at basketball called me bounds, nobody wants to hear from you.
The funny thing is, the second you said that, we all laughed and was like, I get it.
She can't make a layup.
Because she will get 6 rebounds because she missed 5 shots.
No one in the media will just say, you are delusional and possibly stupid. Why? Say it. Say it. I sound like Sam Kinison in Back to School. Say it. It's not a crime. If stupid person says stupid things, say they're stupid. Whoops. Say they're stupid.
I think Angel Reese has been propped up by everybody in the WNBA, not named Caitlin Clark. I think that Angel Reese is the spokesperson for everybody else who's angry at Caitlin Clark.
That's so fine.
They're going to make her be the bad guy, but I'm with you.
But she's the same person who says, don't sexualize me, and then she's out there naked in Sports Illustrated. Which is it?
It's her right.
I understand that. But then she gets asked a question. Hey, remember when you said X? Oh, next question. You don't get to do that. It's your words. Me bounds.
Me bounds.
I can't. I'm like, oh my God, is someone close to her ever going to say, Angel, you're just wrong. You got to stop. Please.
No. And I think she missed her opportunity because she wants equal billing with Caitlin Clark. And I think she could have had it, but she went the wrong way. This could have been a Magic Bird type of situation. But back in the day, Magic wasn't attacking Bird, and then Bird, they worked together in tandem. They could have gone that route. They didn't. She chose violence me bounds.
Her continual aggrievement and outlandish statements, and it's just like, oh my God, is anyone in the media just going to say what everyone's thinking?
It's funny you said that, David, before you get back at 248-539-9797.
I'm sorry.
No. Speaking of media, can I lump a certain brand of media in this?
Yeah, the world, I told you, don't have to kidnap your own family in order to make the list.
I'm going to go with the National Association of Baseball Writers. I want to lump them in here.
What did they do?
Well, for the 90s, you pretty much knew everybody was juicing, and it was a joke, ha ha. Then all of a sudden it came time for the Hall of Fame, and you guys got Jesus and religion, and oh, this is wrong, and I can never allow this person in there. Really? Because you never wrote an article when you saw all the stuff in Barry Bonds' locker. You let it go. You looked the other way, and now you can't let these players in the Hall of Fame. Why? Because it'll make you look bad. And on top of that, because of some stupid little unwritten rule that nobody in baseball can ever go in unanimously, some jerk has to vote for this great person. Nah, not going to vote for you. What did Jeter do that he can't go in unanimously? What did certain people do? Who is this one guy who says, Ichiro, sorry, not going to vote for you? So baseball writers as a whole.
Okay. I'll allow. So yeah, we'll get to your calls. The biggest villain in sports. Rico discovered mine. Yeah. And I feel bad because I killed his joy from winning a horse race, but it happens. All right. Your calls coming up next. 97.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. Straight to the people. If you want our Scott Harris discussion, Odyssey.com Rewind. Great interview by The Morning Show. And we played some audio, had a conversation about the upcoming deadline. Right now we go to Brett, 97.1. Brett, what's going on, pal? How you doing?
Hey, guys. My vote for biggest villain is the owner of Manchester City and New York City FC. I know you guys aren't big soccer people, but what makes him the villain is he's also the deputy prime minister for the United Arab Emirates. And when his team cheated and we're going to get in trouble for it, he literally threatened sanctions against England as a country.
Yep, that sounds about right. Sounds about right. Brett, it's hard to top stuff like this. So you knew where I was going with mine. And obviously, yours is soccer. Mine was horse racing. But yeah, it was eye-opening for Rico to... I'm like, you still feel good about that bet?
Thanks, it's wild.
It is. Yeah. But you know what, Brett? Ultimately, it's really no different than what we see in college sports. Money talks. The international relationships between countries, how much money's invested, the real estate that's at play. Money talks. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. It's ridiculous. Yes, David. Oh, you were hitting a bunch of buttons. I thought you were about to do something unscrupulous. Okay. That's me to the media. Just call Angel Reese out. It's ridiculous. It's like a child behaving badly on an airplane and the parents don't say anything. You have to say something. Jamie, 97.1. What's up, Jamie?
Thank you for taking my call, Mr. Valente, Mr. Beard.
Yes, sir.
I got two quick ones. The person, you'll remember him surely if I do, the person before Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback for Green Bay.
Oh, Brett Favre.
Thank you.
Yes. You know what? Good call.
Playing preseason games. I'm way too handsome. I hated that. Now, of course, I always hated Green Bay. Other one quickly, Matt Patricia. We'll do it the Patriot way. Yeah, sure. Lance should be lucky we only had him for 3 years.
Yeah, I tell you.
That's my two.
Yeah, thanks. No, Jamie, it's a good one. I mean, Brett Favre, again.
Okay, not where I thought he was going to go with Brett Favre, but okay.
Well, tell us where you thought he was going to go.
The whole stealing of money and what state was it?
Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Yeah, how about the pictures of his Tootsie Roll? You know, not a good guy. The whole drugs thing. What?
No, I thought
the
he was going to go.
Guy sent pictures of his Schwanz to a team reporter. Bad guy.
I'm thinking more of you stole the government money for.
Both things be true? Can both things be true? Oh, yes. Both the piggy bank and the ding dong. They both can be true. Bad guy.
Bing bong.
Right. go over to Kyle. 97.1. Kyle, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, let me just say it is an honor and a pleasure to be on with you guys. You make my afternoon drive to work more tolerable and my off days more enjoyable when I'm running errands. So it is an honor and a pleasure.
Kyle, we appreciate it. That's the only design of the show, believe it or not. Just make people's day a little easier.
And you do that. My villain is one Vincent Kennedy McMahon, former owner of the WWE, who literally played a villain on his own television program, is currently doing trafficking, and who allegedly in the 80s and 90s turned a blind eye while his number two and number three guys in his company were PDF files and sexually harassing people. In addition to him also sexually harassing people, he has multiple lawsuits going back to the 80s of him sexually harassing women. He even now is being sued in a lawsuit which let him resign from the company he created. And I think he is one of the biggest POSs in sports history because, and this correlates to Mike's, in 2017, they signed a deal with the Saudi Arabian Sports Council to bring WWE wrestling over to Saudi Arabia. That was the same year that they were allegedly accused of assassinating Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. So,
I will tell you this, Kyle.
Kyle, I didn't know.
Yeah. No, Kyle.
I knew he had to give up his business.
Well, I watched the Netflix series because I'm not a wrestling guy. Kenny is. And Kyle, when I watched it, I was really struck at just how depraved, how much of a terrible guy Vince McMahon was. I never knew the depths of it.
Some of the stories. There's a story of him dropping a deuce.
Oh, dear.
In somebody's purse as a prank.
He went full Najee Davenport. You can't go Davenport. Oh, no.
And mind you, he's the owner of the company, so nobody's going to say that. And this is another one that lets you know like what they were doing. I'm saying allegedly, but there was a female wrestler back in, I think it was like 2008, 2009. You know, back in the day, they're like doing all those shows overseas, you know, for the troops, you know. And they were overseas on a base. She was SA'd. It is on medical record. She went and told them that a soldier SA'd her. And allegedly, their response was, yeah, we can't let this.
Uh-oh, your phone's breaking up on us. I'm sorry, Kyle. But no, I encourage you, if you want to learn more, yeah, watch that Netflix series. It was eye-opening.
Okay.
Eye-opening.
I knew he had to resign. I didn't know it was like...
Also, the weird villain arc. Where did that mustache come from? And whose idea was it? It was like... It came out of nowhere, and then episode three, he's up there, and he looks like Vincent Price.
Which is weird, because at that moment, like, he was still under, like, a heavy microscope. They were like, somebody should have been like, hey, Vince, not the time to look creepy right now.
Yeah.
What does he proceed to do?
Let's
creepy mustache.
Chill on the hair dye, and I don't know who said a pencil stash was the move. Kenny, it was unbelievable. Now, let me ask this. Did it change your way you watched one of your favorite, like, is it a sport? Is it entertainment? Whatever. You guys, did it ever affect your ability to watch your stuff?
A little bit, but I grew up on it, so I have, like, the nostalgia factor of it, but...
You be willing for your wedding to do a Vince McMahon mustache?
No, absolutely.
The pencil stash and you shave.
Why are you trying to make my wedding into that? What are you doing to me?
What is it with you and the hair today?
No, it's that mustache. You can't speak until you've watched the Netflix series.
No, I'm just saying, it was David earlier today.
Oh, that was a funny bit, but we can't bring that up. You were trying to have him up in here like Sway from MTV News. I mean, come on, man. That would have been amazing.
Don't put that even below me.
We'll continue along. Courtney, 97.1. Courtney, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Excellent, Courtney.
I'm just sitting on 94 on my way home from work, sweating like Gronkowski in a library. So I'll start with him first.
Oh, dear. Okay,
he
go ahead.
He isn't, a villain, but, I mean, every time he speaks, are we all not losing more brain cells just from him speaking?
Yes.
Can't stand it.
And I wonder how much of it is just an act.
He is the sports version of Jennifer Coolidge.
I don't know. I'm sure you saw the Tom Brady roast, but yes. When Nikki Glaser was mocking him, I honestly, his facial expressions, I think he just didn't even understand they were actually making fun of how stupid he is. Like, he's just that dumb.
Courtney, I made the mistake of watching, this was over a year ago, of watching the Tom Brady roast on an airplane. And I audibly laughed my ass off when decapitated Gronkowski. The people around me probably thought I was an insane person.
It was probably one of the best roasts. But the second one I have is Michael Vick, obviously, for what he did to animals. Whether he actually did it or he had to have known about it, it was on his property.
Yep.
Anybody who can do that to animals, you've got something seriously wrong with you. And it really ticks me off that they would even bring him in for commentating after all of that. Like, it really just ticks me off.
Courtney, I don't disagree with your initial statement. I just will tell you, like, I'm a little different as life is about second chances. Like, I believe you can rehabilitate, be a different person. I'm going to stay away from him getting another shot. Like, you got to be a different guy. You got to change who you were. But as human beings, that's our condition. You know, if Kenny wanted to stop being Kenny, he could stop being Kenny. He just chooses not to stop being Kenny.
No, for me, once you serve
Kenny.
No, once you serve your time, there's really nothing else you can do. Society said, you served this time, he served that time. Now, let me see what you do next, your next chapter.
You do is so heinous.
Right.
You know, perhaps like making one of your daughters disappear in the year 2000.
I'm going to say, we allow Ray Lewis to do things, so... And make records.
I'm still waiting for the record never got released. Oh. That was a preview, and it never released.
We should get him on the show.
No, we should
ask him the question. Ray,
where, what was that? Right.
When are you going to drop the album?
I think the preview was enough, and his reps probably recognized this isn't going to be good, is it? Right.
I mean, think about it.
The Kenny Cott remix.
Think about it. This could have become the anthem of Mother's Day.
Can you play that one more time, please? Roberts.
Oh. Think about it.
The Kenny Cott remix.
This would have been the Mother's Day version of Frosty the Snowman.
It could have been incredible. Okay, that's enough. Enough. Please. Okay.
Oh. The remix.
All right. We should move on. We'll get to the rest of these phone calls. We do have a football today to get to, top of the hour. I still, David, need your take on Aaron Rodgers' opening press conference, which you refused to share with us. All right, we'll knock out the rest of the calls. If you want to hear a little bit of our thoughts on Scott Harris's interview this morning and kind of foreshadowing the deadline, Odyssey.com Rewind, we opened the show with that. We were doing some of the biggest villains in sports based on Rico profiting off of one of those villains because Rico has no class or dignity and continuing to support the horse sovereignty.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Rico, it's okay, buddy.
That's okay.
You don't make the rules.
You know what?
And you bet the right horse.
Go Clippers. Just going to go full heel.
All I'll tell you is Donald Sterling never kidnapped daughters, plural. Sorry. No. Okay? I'm not going to try to power rank bad people, but I'm pretty sure my suggestion trumps.
No, yeah, I can't really think of too many, really anybody.
That's okay. That. David,
that's your sport, by the way.
It is. I know. It's disgusting, isn't it? David, a couple ticket texts. I'll get to these calls.
Someone says, Floyd Mayweather. I just want to punch his face. Nino in a work truck.
Yeah, bad guy for a myriad of reasons. Myriad of reasons.
Ben Johnson reminds me of the Joker. All after his comments, after becoming a head coach of the Bears, he is my villain.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know why?
I know. People are in their feelings.
He's not here. He tanked the last game. He wasn't prepared. It was him and AG. They were already had a foot out the door.
He didn't tank the last game. I hate it when people say that. That's not what happened.
But, Kenny, your fan bases, they're just so in their feelings. I've never experienced a fan base in a non-championship game still pouting this far down the line, all while wanting everyone to kiss their ass. It should be studied this offseason for Lions fans. Mm-hmm. They're pouting. They're making up tinfoil conspiracy theories, but still want their ass kissed.
And I would say that for anybody who says, well, why do you guys keep bringing up getting a defensive end? Rewatch the game. Next time it's on the NFL Network, rewatch it. And you'll understand, Lions, you need help on that defensive line.
I think part of it is, again, because you can. Because you have $52 million in cap space. Oh, but we're over the cap next year. First of all, the cap will go up.
What about 2027?
I don't care. Second of all, you're going to redo Goff's deal. There is no world where Goff's going to make $70 million on your cap next year. They're going to restructure it. They have to. Oh, but then we can't pay Alex Anzalone. No, you can't. That means you say goodbye.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
Wait, has he gotten paid yet?
No.
That means he's probably not getting it. Because Brad is real quick with the check. So here you go, here you go, here you go. Wait. Are you my kid? No,
really?
Get away from me.
Where's Aiden's extension?
Oh, that's coming.
Ooh, you know what? The way the Lions like to do things, the little showman routine, maybe it'll be on the season's eve. Training camp eve.
See, I think Aiden is one of those middle of the year.
The Montgomery plan.
We have to wait and see that you're fully healthy.
Okay.
There you go. Thanksgiving. There you go.
Oh, it could be like a community celebration. Mm-hmm. They'll bring out all the turkeys with the money stuffed inside them. Sure, why not?
Gabagoo.
Just go ahead. Just go ahead, David. Thank you. I just pray he's traded before camp. I can't take a season of that drop anytime you guys make fun of him.
I would love to have him here.
Go to Mike, 97.1. Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Thanks for picking up.
Hey,
I got two of them. I got Vontaze Burfict, who should be charged with murder against Antonio Brown.
Yep.
And then I got Greg Williams, old Saints defensive coordinator.
The Greg Williams one is tough. Look, here's what I'll tell you. It's not right what he did, but to act like he was the only one in the history of football who did it, that's also a falsehood. But the Burfict one, man, you're talking about a guy who was suspended, I think it was 25 games in his career, for 14 or 15 different hits. Mike, and I don't know if you agree, Mike, I think the Vontaze Burfict hit on Antonio Brown changed Antonio Brown. No smart.
Yeah, I think it changed him, and you know it definitely changed the trajectory of his career because you're talking about a top three receiver in the league at that point, and then he just went off the rails to me. You know, the whole thing with the Raiders, and then he went to you know New England, and then Tampa, and you know all over the place.
Yep. No, yeah. And AB was never the same after that. No. And there's no jokes his brain got altered. I'm telling you, just go look at interviews with Antonio Brown before the Burfict hit and after.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not telling you it's the totality of his descent into madness, but that moment changed him.
It was a genesis.
It was so dirty.
I got one. It wasn't that bad, but it's a funny bad guy, Mike, and I think you'll remember this.
A funny bad guy?
Albert Bell.
Oh, chasing kids around on Halloween in your car?
Yeah. Or the fact that when they took his bat away from him and he had one of his teammates crawl through the ventilation system to try to retrieve the bat. True story.
Okay. Albert Bell, not a good guy. Not a good guy. All right, we'll give Rob the final word on this deal, 97.1. Robbie, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
In clothes. Anyone mention him?
Donald Sterling.
Yeah.
We started the hour with our song about Donald. He's an all-time villain. No question. You're good. All-time villain. Terrible guy.
Yes.
You know, racist, a pig of a human, just a horrific, horrific slumlord. Yeah, he fits. Rob, there was an expose done on Sterling before this all went down, back when magazines were a thing. ESPN, the magazine. Did a huge spread, and I'm convinced that started the ball rolling. Robbie's a horrible guy top down. Absolute villain.
They made a TV show about the guy, which is actually kind of funny. I don't know.
Oh, Rico loved that show. You were a big fan of Ed O'Neill's performance.
I was. Yeah, I thought Ed O'Neill nailed it.
Thank you, Rob. David, any other ticket texts, and then we can get to football today?
Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders, his entire look is a crime against humanity. His face should be in jail.
Listen, I said, whether you, you know, if you're annoyed by someone's face, you want to call him a villain, you can't. I actually just think Mark Davis is a sad human.
So can you win with that haircut?
Absolutely not. Okay.
Look at the Raiders. I didn't know if that was on your list.
No, look at the Raiders. But then he cut his hair. Now he's aerodynamic. Isn't he marrying some 25-year-old?
I think
so. Isn't he on that Belichick plan?
Oh.
The creeper plan, you know, the girl's 40, 50 that. Years younger than you. Like, what on earth?
Good to be rich.
No, that's weird, man.
I get it.
Here's one more here. Bob Baffert is the greatest villain in sports, closely followed by Jim Harbaugh. Neither of them feel remorse after they've done what they did. No, but
Harbaugh's absolutely, look, and again, you're going to get Michigan fans all in their feelings. Take the logo away. The guy's a liar, a cheat, and a nut. Yeah. Oh, and a troll. Four for four. He's absolutely a villain. And he's also a very good NFL coach.
What about Baffert?
You know my thoughts on that. I mean, what do you want me to say?
I mean, we swing the mic over to Kenny. It's horse racing, Mike.
Yes, villain.
Okay.
Now, you know, we don't have time. I'll leave it alone.
We always have.
No, we do not. We're going to go to football today because no one's here to hear any of my thoughts on Bob Baffert. We're done. Move along. Football today coming up next. 97.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.